Welcome to the Mass Device Fast 5 MedTech News Podcast, the show that keeps you up to date on the latest breakthroughs in medical technology with the top five news stories to get your day started. I'm your host, Danielle Kirsch, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Sean Hooley. What news stories do you have for us today, Sean?
Today, we'll discuss an acquisition in the digital therapeutics space, FDA clearance for some surgical guidance technology, a huge funding round in surgical robotics, a big personnel departure at Medtronic, and a huge update on the long-awaited spinoff of the 3M healthcare business.
So what's the first news story that we should know?
First, Dario Health acquired digital health company Twill and priced a $22.4 million offering. So digital health is a blossoming market. I think we've spoken about it a few times on the show, and this looks like a move that'll help Dario continue its growth within that market.
So what does Twill do?
Well, Twill brings a digital health platform that spans a wide spectrum of health and well-being needs, from emotional health to chronic conditions, which Dario specializes in those chronic conditions. But it brings a lot of scale in terms of it has three major national health plans associated with it, Fortune 100 employers, and several major pharmaceutical companies as customers. So certainly a worthwhile investment for Dario Health.
How does this help Dario Health?
Well, the company plans to leverage Twill's innovation, well-being, and navigation to enhance its own end-to-end member journey. The combined solution will be able to enroll and engage members across their care journeys to help deliver outcomes across broad populations.
Can you provide some additional details about the private placement?
Yeah, so concurrent with the acquisition, the company priced that $22.4 million private placement of convertible private stock. It also issued inducement grants of stock options to purchase nearly 3 million shares of common stock to the employees of Twill. So inducements to stay with the company and get a little extra cash, I suppose.
And what is the FDA regulatory win that we have next?
Sierra Medical won an FDA nod for its augmented reality surgical planning tech. And I think we've done a lot of VR and AI surgical planning, things of that nature. But this is, you know, we spoke about Osso VR, and it's in an episode recently. We have another example of the growing importance of surgical planning technology.
So, like you said, we talk about this kind of technology often on this podcast. Can you tell us what this technology does?
So, Sierra Medical has an application that offers clinicians advanced imaging to assist in making key patient management decisions. The company believes this allows surgeons to prepare for surgery with more confidence, reducing patient complications and improving outcomes.
What kind of challenges does the system kind of address?
Well, Sierra Medical wants to address a lack of clarity caused by hidden anatomy on CT scans and MRIs. This lack of clarity forces surgeons to make critical decisions on the fly and can lead to errors and inefficiencies. So that's really what the company wants to address.
How optimistic are executives about the future of this surgical planning technology?
Rick Bieberman, Sierra Medical's co-founder and CEO, said the company enables surgeons to manipulate anatomical models, make virtual cuts, and simulate corrections, among other features. And this proprietary image creation process provides anatomical clarity and fidelity.
What's the next news story that we should know?
The next story is that Medical Micro Instruments raised $110 million to support its surgical robot. A nine-figure funding round is obviously no joke, and Medical Micro Instruments looks poised to continue growing with this cash infusion.
So, surgical robotics, another topic we talk a lot about on this podcast. Can you tell us about what this surgical robot does?
So, it's called the Somani system. It aims to address the challenges of microsurgery with what it calls nano-wrist instruments. These are instruments that help to access and suture small, delicate anatomies like veins, arteries, nerves, lymphatic vessels, as small as 0.3 millimeters in diameter. So it provides motion scaling and tremor reduction to allow precise micro movements in surgery.
What is some of the other funding backing it has garnered?
The company says it's brought in more than $200 million in funding to date, including a $75 million Series B in 2022. And I should note that all existing investors from those previous rounds took part in the latest funding round as well. So clearly along for the ride and sticking with Medical Micro Instruments.
What are executives saying?
CEO Mark Toland said that against a backdrop of plateauing investments in medical robotics, this support builds on the company's confidence in a new, less invasive solution for open surgery. He said that Somany is uniquely positioned to expand patient access to care by accelerating the number of surgeons able to perform complex, delicate procedures. And with the support of investors, company plans to continue to advance its technology through a growing body of clinical evidence and expanded hospital partnerships.
And now we have some more executive shuffling going on in the industry.
Yeah, a Medtronic executive vice president is leaving amid the company's latest sort of reorganization shift. There's always a lot of personnel movement around Medtronic. I think that owes to how big the company is and how much talent there is within it that comes in and out. But this is certainly a big name departing.
What can you tell us about this executive move?
So Bob White, the executive vice president and president of Medtronic's medical surgical portfolio, is leaving the company. Jeff Martha, the CEO, announced that at the end of the company's third quarter earnings call, calling him an impactful and important leader for the company for a long time.
What are some of White's notable achievements within Medtronic over his tenure there?
Well, he successfully led the integration of Medtronic and Covidien in Asia Pacific after the $50 billion deal in 2015, bringing over 5,000 employees together as one team there. And he also went on to lead the company's minimally invasive therapies group through the COVID-19 pandemic, and most recently led the medical surgical portfolio.
And who's taking over the medical surgical portfolio now that he's gone?
Executive Vice President Mike Marinaro will now serve as President of Medical Surgical. He remains President of the company's Surgical Operating Unit as well, a role he took on last year after the Surgical Robotics Unit he led combined with Surgical Innovations.
And now, what's the final news story that we have?
Well, we finally have a firm update on 3M's healthcare spinoff. The Solventum business spinoff is set to take place on April 1st. We've known it would happen sometime this year, and now we have a target date for the long-awaited move.
So can you tell us some details about what will happen upon that April 1st day that it plans to spin off?
Yeah, so 3M expects that spinoff of the business called Solventum to take place on April 1st, 2024, but it remains subject to final board approval and other, you know, necessary hurdles to clear, as stated in an SEC Form 10 filing. Solventum will also, after applying, assuming it's approved, list on the New York Stock Exchange under the SOLV ticker.
Can you tell us a bit about how many employees there may be and the leadership that Solventum will have? I know we've covered some of those leadership changes, but can you just remind us?
Certainly. It feels like some of the biggest moves in medtech have sort of taken place gravitating towards this 3M business, and it makes sense why. But Solventum will have more than 20,000 employees, led by former Zimmer Biomet CEO Brian Hansen as its own CEO. Hansen's move was obviously something we spoke about and a very big deal in medtech last year. The company also landed former Insulet CFO Wade McMillan as he takes over the same post as CFO. Carrie Cox will be board chair, and former NuVasive CEO Christopher Berry is the president of Medical Solutions.
So take us on a journey. How did 3M get to this point?
3M first announced its plans to spin off the healthcare unit in June 2022, so it's been a long time coming. It named the standalone company, which generates more than $8 billion in annual revenue, Solventum, in November of last year. And earlier this month, we learned that there's some suggestions that 3M stands to make $12 billion from the spinoff or up to that, with the move said to remain on track to take place during the first half of the year. And now we know that it's set for April 1st.
And that was the final news story that we had for today. So thank you, Sean, for bringing us all of your insights.
My pleasure. As always, read more on the Mass Device website and check out the show notes at massdevice.com/podcast.
Connect with us online. I'm on LinkedIn at Danielle Kirsch, K-I-R-S-H. Where can they find you, Sean?
You can find me on LinkedIn, Sean, S-E-A-N, Hooley, W-H-O-O-L-E-Y.
Subscribe to the Mass Device Fast 5 wherever you listen to podcasts and share this episode. Join us tomorrow for your daily MedTech News Roundup. Thank you for listening.